Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast prepared for Tuesday, November 3rd, 2009. A beautiful Tuesday morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement, and that's our goal today. Our message is titled, We Win, two scripture texts. 1 Corinthians 15:57 and Romans 8:37.
But thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through Him who loved us.
The majority of our readers and podcast listeners, we assume anyway, live right here in the USA. And undoubtedly, some of you are baseball fans and are following the World Series. Well, Lancaster County is near Philadelphia, and most of the baseball fans in this area follow the Philadelphia team, the Phillies. Certainly, there are many avid fans among them. I consider today especially our friend Everett, who works in a company we serve, whom I've rarely seen without his very well-worn Phillies baseball cap on. Last night was an exciting game as the Philadelphia team came back to keep the series alive and force a Game 6.
However, what prompted our message today was an ad that appeared in yesterday's Philadelphia newspaper congratulating the Phillies and declaring them to be the world champions. How could that be, since at that point the Phillies were down 3-1? The mighty Yankees from New York seemed to be on a roll, and with the momentum they had, they may very well have ended the series that very same evening. To many readers, it may have seemed to have been a cynical mock, but apparently it was merely a big goof.
We actually have an article on that posted today, or a link to it in our site. Although we are in the midst of a great spiritual conflict, and sometimes with our eyes, we may not see the victory, the Bible informs us that we are on the winning side. Perhaps many of you have seen the preacher hold up his Bible and declare, I looked ahead to the back of the book, and we win. One of the great sports scenes I've enjoyed since my childhood is that of a winning team gathering on the field to celebrate after winning a championship game. Of course, it's all the more meaningful if it's my team, but I can even get into the sensation of the moment when it's not. Today I have a photo up showing the joyous celebration on the field after the Red Sox victory that won the World Series several years ago.
Well, I'm glad that the Bible declares that those of us who serve Christ are all winners. Your role in service for God may be quite visible, or you may work quietly behind the scenes as you utilize your gifts for God. No matter what position you serve in the body of Christ, you will face the inevitable moments of discouragement and disappointment. In the midst of seemingly impossible odds, hold on to this extremely important truth Paul writes about in Romans 8. He writes, We are more than conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Whether you're a sports fan or not, those who are in Christ have a future celebration that makes the most celebrated earthly event minuscule in comparison. Imagine with me the scene of our future reunion in heaven when we see our Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. We see our loved ones who faithfully completed the spiritual race, and believers from every region of the globe and from every generation. No longer will language, age differences, or mileage be a barrier to our communicating with one another from other lands or historical settings, before our life or, if the Lord tarries, after our existence. I expect that to be quite an emotional time, don't you? But among the major differences is that our spiritual victory is not just for one season, nor is it competition-based. It is for all eternity, and our defeat over sin is infinitely more significant than a sporting event.
Our two daily verses complement each other. Both have a similar underlying Greek word that is very familiar to those who enjoy sports. That word is nikos. The popular sports shoe company, Nike, is based on this word.
In the first daily text, the word is simply translated victory. In the second verse, it's part of a wonderful Greek compound word, hupernikomen, which means to be more than a conqueror, to gain a surpassing victory. Early on, I taught Esther to use this word to describe herself and the overcoming she has experienced as a heart patient and other setbacks in her life as well. Over the years, I invited her to come to the front of the church where I was a guest speaker and ask, "Esther, what are you?" Without hesitation, she will say in a rather grown-up way, and now she is grown up, but I still do it. She'll say, "I'm a Hooper Nicoman." Of course, no one in the congregation has any idea. And she always thought that was kind of neat, by the way. I would then ask, "What does that mean?" She would respond in a confident voice through a big smile, "I'm an overcomer." And by the way, we do that to this day.
Well, I am glad to be on God's team today. Yes, there are setbacks for every believer, and even apparent losses in this great spiritual contest. But God turns our losses into gains, our failures into victory, our conflict into His peace, and our weakness into His strength. The all-surpassing power from God is seen through the endurance of the believer in the midst of life's up and downs. Paul encourages us not to lose heart as he describes the challenging turmoil believers suffer and the triumphant outcome. From 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he writes, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed."
God's word says He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through Him who loved us. Let these blessed truths encourage you today as you consider our ultimate lasting victory. Indeed, we win.
Let's pray together. Father, none of the celebrations we've attended compare with the overwhelming joy we will feel at the ultimate victory party in heaven. We'll rejoice with the saints from all generations, telling of the marvelous saving and sustaining power of Jesus Christ. We look forward to sharing stories about the times we faced trouble, hardship, persecution, or danger, and the miraculous way that You sustained us through those difficulties. We're not there yet, so help us to keep on keeping on until that glorious day. It is in the matchless name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, we're so glad you joined us today for our podcast. We've got a special little guest with us today, and Brooksine took a picture of him. It's our friend David Pierce. I think he's just about ready to go to sleep, Brooksine. He wasn't too happy sitting on the floor as we prepared the podcast, and wanted to sit on Brooksine's lap. David is our friend Ken and Nana's little boy. I think he just turned 2, and he is just a delight to have around. We do have a picture of David on the site today, as well as some other beautiful photos, one by our friend Nancy Martin, a beautiful cloud scene near her home, a farm here in Lancaster County, where she and Galen live, raised their 4 children. Music today, we suggest a couple of songs. One is an old hymn Brooksine suggested. I don't think we sang since Bible college, probably, Brooksine, called Victory Ahead, and it's amazing what you can do in a YouTube search, and there's a church in Van Buren, Arkansas, with a nice version. You can tell many of these folks are happy singing that old classic hymn. But we also have some other suggested music up on the site. And if you're interested, even an article about that major gaffe yesterday in the Philadelphia Inquirer, proclaiming Philadelphia to be the championship, a bit prematurely. I kind of wonder if it might be prophetic, but I'm sure New York fans expect to end the series tomorrow night. Have a great day now. Remember, we win.